to prove that he is the son of God.
333个预言。
They are altogether 333.
那其中一个很重要的预言。
And there's very one very important.
到底弥赛亚，到底救主应该什么时候来呢？
This Savior, this Messiah, when should he come onto this earth?
你看见旧约圣经根据预言已经把它锁定了。
That we know that in the Old Testament, he's already locking the time.
如果那段时间弥赛亚救主不来，救主不会来。
At that time, the Messiah is not here, he will never come.
不会比这个早，也不会比这个晚。
He will not be earlier than that, he will not be later than that.
所以如果主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
And so if our Lord Jesus is birthed in Bethlehem.
如果主耶稣在地上33年。
If our Lord Jesus was on earth for 33 years.
老早神就设定好了。
All this has been instituted by God.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？在你还没有读四福音以前。
And so before, even we begin,
你读旧约圣经的时候。
You were to read the Old Testament.
你应该看得很清楚。
You will be able to portray this.
主耶稣只有可能被锁定在100年的时间之内。
That our Lord Jesus will be able to lock in this 100 years time.
简单来说，只有70年。
We know that in actual fact it's only 70 years.
现在在整个悠长的历史里面是哪个70年？
And so in the entire history, which 70 years?
我们每一个人是锁在这个世界上大概70年。
That we are all been locked into this earth on this earth.
人若是强壮，可以活到80岁。
Maybe you are healthy, you will live to 80 years.
每一个人，神都把我们锁定在一个时间、一个空间里面。
All of us have been predestined in a specific time and space.
把我们锁定在这个地球上。
We have been designated onto this earth.
地球上，你可以从一个地方飞到另外一个地方。
You may from this earth, you may fly from one place to another.
但是我们已经被锁定了。
But we have been locked into this place.
那如果主耶稣是人类的救主
，And so our Lord Jesus, if He is the Savior of the world,
他什么时候要出现在这个地球上
？And so when He should appear onto this earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读旧约圣经的时候
，And so if you were to read the Old Testament,
你看见老早就已经预定好。
And we know that in the it's already predestinated.
所以等到事情发生的时候
，And when the time comes,
你就不能不相信。
Can't help but believe.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
He is truly the Son of God.
你就不能不相信圣经是神的话。
We can't help but to believe that the Bible is the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再说。我们今天讲的主耶稣在地上是33年半。
Today we said our Lord Jesus was 33.5 years.
他什么时候降生的
？When the birth was his birth.
我们从前说主耶稣是。公元元年这样子。
We talk about he is the beginning of the AD. He was his birth.
所以如果今天是2001年，就主耶稣降生2001年了。
And so it's, today is 2001 means his birth is already.
如果2008就主耶稣降生2008年了。
And so if it's 2008, he's already on this earth for 2008.
后来我们是发现我们完全弄错了。
And now we realize that we have made a mistake.
因为这个希律王是公元前四年才死的。
We know that Herod died in 480.
所以主耶稣当然是降生在希律死以前。
And of course the birth of Christ was well before the death of Herod.
这个希律是主前四年三月份死的。
That we know that Herod died 480.
所以在这个以前，你记得主耶稣跟着父母逃到埃及去。
We know that at that time that the Lord Jesus was they were trying to flee to Egypt.
然后有几个博士来朝见他。
And that we know that there were wise men to come and worship him.
那更早的时候，在那天诞生的晚上，有牧羊人来朝见朝拜他。
And then even at that when the birth of Christ at that night there were shepherds there rejoicing.
这些故事应该都是在公元前四年以前的事情。
And all this transpired before the 480.
所以我们说我们读错了。
And say that
我们都错了
that we have made a mistake.
但是不管怎么样从他降生到他钉十字架是33年半大概是没有错的
Nevertheless, from his birth to his death we know it's 33 and
那现在有一个问题了
We have another problem
我们以为他是12月25号生的
Some people think that he was born on the 25th of December
那12月25号不是有星出于雅各不是他们看见他的星吗
That we know that they say that they've seen a star that come from Jacob
所以现在科学家们就用他们所能用所有的这个所有的他们这个天文上的 software 软体去找。
And so the astrologers will try to use all the software they are capable of.
那么两千多年前就在圣诞节前后，他们找来找去根本没有那个。
And so before Christmas, they were trying to trace all this evidence, and they couldn't find any.
而且慢慢他们就发现主耶稣不可能在那个时候生。
And so now they say that it is not possible for the Lord Jesus to born on the 25th of December.
因为牧羊主耶稣像牧羊人，牧羊人还在牧羊场上，那是十月份以前的事情。
And in order for the shepherds to be on the field, remain on the field, it must be well before October.
所以不可能12月25号。
And so it is impossible to be in December.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
那个时候已经很冷了。
At that time is very cold.
主耶稣的母亲不可能把主耶稣用包裹着放在马槽里。
And it is impossible for Mary to wrap Jesus and just leave him in the manger.
马槽是很寒冷的。
We know that in the manger is very cold.
所以在那个时候怎么可能用布包着把它放在马槽里？
And how could Jesus be wrapped and just be left on the, in the manger?
所以我们知道说我们弄错了。
And we know that we have made a mistake.
你去读圣经。
And so you will read the Bible.
你找不到他是哪一个月哪一天生的。
Nobody can trace the month and the day that Jesus was born.
更进一步。现在我们连哪一年生的都不知道。
The more I can't even say which particular year he was born.
稀奇不稀奇？
Something that
怎么他生的那一年我们不知道？
Why is it that we didn't even know the year that he was born?
所以现在就是很大的问题了。
And so now it poses a big problem for us.
但是不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
这里面有神的美意的。
That there is a wonderful will of God.
你看见说我们不知道主耶稣哪一天降生。
We do not know the actual birth.
我们也不知道哪一年降生。
We do not know the particular year.
很可能是天气暖和的时候降生。
Perhaps it's in the warmer days that he was born.
那非常可能是主前四年的或者第五年的时候主耶稣降生。
It may be before 4 AD, when the Lord was born.
因为如果希律是主前三月份死的话。
And if Herod died on the third month of the 4 AD.
那么你要把主耶稣逃亡的时间算进去。
And that we need to,include the days that he has fled to.
还有你要给一点时间让东方的博士从今天的伊拉克或者今天的波斯骑着骆驼到耶路撒冷。
And we need to give some space and time to include those time for the wise men either from Persia or for Iraq, present Iraq to come to worship the Lord.
所以从这里我们知道大概主耶稣是公元前四五年的时候降生的。
And so we may give a rough estimation that he was born about 5 AD.
但只是猜想。
But this is only our estimated time.
我们不能说一定是这样。
We cannot confirm it is the actual time.
我们不能说一定是12月25号，更不可能。
We cannot confirm that it is exactly on the 25th of December.
所以弟兄姊妹。
And so brothers and sisters.
但是不管怎么样。
Nevertheless,
你读四本福音书的话
when we do examine the four gospels,
我们的主大概在地上是33年。
You know the time that our Lord was on earth was 33.5 years.
所以这个就是他被锁定的那个时间。
And that is the time that he was locked in the space and time.
那么在333个预言里面
，And so amongst these 333 prophecies,
有几个预言它大概应该什么时候出现在我们的在地上
？And so how many of these prophecies that signify that he was born on this earth?
那最重要的预言。
The most important one
就是但以理书第九章
，and that is recorded in Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第九章告诉我们说，神为着以色列人和他们的城定了70个期。
And we know that the Lord God has determined for their cities, and they have determined a time of 70 times 7.
那么经过69个期以后
，after the 69-7,
然后弥赛亚受膏者要被剪除
，that we know the Messiah, the anointed one, will be removed.
那受膏者就是弥赛亚。
That we know the anointed one refers to the Messiah.
被剪除就是钉十字架。
That we know that he will be eradicated means that he will be crucified.
所以从什么呢？从这个从那个时候以色列人已经那个时候犹太人已经是亡在这个亡在波斯帝国的时候。
We know that they already became captives in the hands of the Persians.
所以那个时候波斯有一个皇帝。
And we know at that time Persians has a king.
叫做古列将军 Cyrus.
It's called King Cyrus.
所以就让他们回到他们的故乡。
And so King Cyrus allowed them to return home.
后来他们的波斯皇帝就下一个命令叫他们重建耶路撒冷。
And so the Persian king ordered them to rebuild their city Jerusalem.
那一年我们可以找得出来。
That year we can determine.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗？
So、brothers,
如果主耶稣是弥赛亚降生，如果有一天他来到地上
，and so if our Lord Jesus when he as a Messiah when he come to this earth，
他什么时候被剪除
？Everything that he will be eradicated，
就是被钉十字架。
That means to say that he will be crucified on the cross。
那么从什么时候开始？一共经过多少年
？And so from that day they are altogether how many years？
我们好不好看一下那一段圣经
？Maybe we can turn to that verse。
但以理书
Shall we turn to Daniel chapter
第九章
Chapter 9
但以理书第九章 24节
Verse 24
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个期
70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city
然后第25节
Verse 25
你当知道当明白从出令重新建造耶路撒冷直到受膏者的时候必有70个期和62个期
25th verse Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore to the building of Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince there shall be 70 weeks, 7 weeks, and 62 weeks
从那一年出令重建新耶路撒冷那天开始
and from the day that we built the city of Jerusalem
一直到受膏君就是弥赛亚就是主耶稣来
and until the Messiah when the Lord came
一共有69个期
all together there are 69 7
26节过了62个期
After the 62 weeks,
那受膏者必被剪除，一无所有。
Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself.
那弥赛亚就指的我们主说的。
And that Messiah refers to our Lord Jesus.
他被剪除一无所有，指的钉十字架来。
When he says that he shall be cut off and nothing else, means that he will be crucified.
现在总共是70个期。
And so together now, there are 70 times 7.
但是从那一年重建出命令重建圣城开始，一直到主耶稣钉十字架。经过了69个期
But from the day that the commandment was order was given to rebuild Jerusalem until that the day that the Messiah died is altogether 69 times 7.
那么这个 seven 这个七到底是七年还是七天呢
？And so this seven does it refer to the seven days or 7 years?
你如果读上下文的话
，If you were to examine the portion
第九章，以当但以理读圣经的，他知道70年满的时候，以色列人可以回到家乡去。
We know that Daniel, he knew that after the 70 years of exile, they will be able to return to their homeland.
所以这个应该是70个7年。
And so that refers to the 70 times 7.
所以意思就是说，从出令重建耶路撒冷，一直到主耶稣被钉十字架，应该经过69个7年。
And so from the restoration of the city of Jerusalem until our Lord Jesus was crucified.They're all together 69 times 7.
但是这个年是我猜的
But this is my guess.
圣经没有说年
The Bible has not referred to years.
但是圣经告诉我们一期之内你看这27节一期之内
He says that the, in the
他必与许多人坚定盟约
And he says that he shall confirm covenant with many for 1 week.
然后一期之半
Then he talked about in the middle of the week.
然后敌基督就来了。
And we saw the coming of the Antichrist.
所以一期之半呢就是三个半。
Now we talk about the middle of the week means that the three halves.
那么你读到但以理书的时候。
And we read
Daniel. 讲到敌基督来的时候。
We talk about the coming of the Antichrist.
他说到一载二载半载。
We talk about the first
one time,
two times, and three times.
And half times. 所以这个是一载、二载、半载。
One times, two times, and half times.
中文叫做载，就是年。
Talk about, in Chinese means years.
这是错的。
This is wrong.
在希伯来原文没有这个字，没有这个字。
There's no such word in the word of Hebrew.
希伯来原文是一期、二期、半期。
You talk about one time, two times, and half times.
One period.
One period.
就是它一个时候、一个时期、第二个时期还有半个时期。
And so in Hebrew, you talk about one period, another second period, and a half a period.
所以当你读万但以理书以后
，And so after you have read Daniel,
你不知道到底有多长。
You do not know the actual time.
圣经没有告诉我们它一期有多长，没有讲。
Nobody has talked about how long this period is.
我们猜想是一年。
That we will make a guess that it perhaps is a year.
但是圣经为什么说六十九个期
？Why is it the Bible refers to 69 times 7?
所以一定有它的意思。
It has some significance.
不能照着我们的意思。
It is not according to what our interpretation.
那你读完但以理书以后
，After you have read Daniel, the book of Daniel,
那但以理就被告知说你要封闭这个书上的预言。
And so Daniel was asked to see.The secret of this
什么意思
？Why did he need to do that？
这本书你读不懂的
，You cannot understand。
一直等到末时才能够读得懂。
You only to the end of the time that you able to understand。
然后你读到启示录最后一章的时候
，And so when you read the last book, last chapter of Revelation，
你知道神就告诉约翰说
，And so God has told Daniel，
不可以封住书上的预言
，That you cannot seal up the prophecy in the Bible，
因为时候已经到了
，Because This is the time.
现在是末时了。
Now we have come to the end days.
但以理书的话要封起来。
At that time, in the time of the book of Daniel,
没有人读得懂的。
Nobody will be able to comprehend.
现在呢，启示录要开起来。
But when you come to Revelation, it should be open.
每个人都可以懂。
Everybody will need to comprehend.
因为神的话讲完了，神的话讲完了。
That is the end of what God is going to tell us.
现在时候到了。
It is the time.